It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for the month of March, and we actually finished the markets with most gains across the board. Only Chicago wheat was the one that finished in the red. When we return from this break, we'll talk a little bit about the week's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the second week of March didn't start off very good, as we saw losses pretty much move through the whole grain sector, causing some heavy pressure selling in most markets except Minneapolis wheat. That selling continued on Tuesday, especially in the wheat markets and in the corn market. Soybeans started to see a little bit of strength come into play. And then the next few days, we did finally see a little bit of support come back into the grain markets, with all of them finishing on the positive side except Chicago wheat. Now, the big news that hit for the week, of course, winter wheat conditions continue to decline. That continues to help support the wheat market. Soybeans were supported by news that Cargill halted exports of Brazilian beans going to China because of pseudosanitary reasons. That means that we're seeing a little bit of tightening of the requirements for the shipments. And that caused 10 cargoes to get rejected in China. That has the conspiracy theory thinking that China is trying to make room for more U.S. soybeans by stopping some of the exports coming from Brazil. Corn market continues to just kind of play a follower. Of course, the high fertilizer costs are causing little concerns as far as where 26 acreage could fall. Right now, it's estimated that we could see about 1 million to 1.5 million less acres because of the sharp increase in fertilizer costs. Of course, we still are looking at the war in Iran as a major driver in this market. It's causing crude oil to continue to rally sharply higher and put pressure in on the Dow. That, of course, is not helping the cattle markets. For the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gain about 2 to 3 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 1 cent. Over in the Kansas City market, we were 6 to 8 cents higher. In the corn market, corn finished somewhere around 7 cents on the higher side, while soybeans finished up 24 cents in the old crop, up 15 cents in the new crop. Soybean meal was up $4 to $5. Soybean oil was up close to 90 cents. The the canola market, it finished about $9 higher. In the meats, we did see live cattle slip close to $3.50, while feeder cattle were down anywhere from $6 to $8. We did see the lean hog market finish down about $2 to $2.50. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $7. We did see gold drop 46 bucks. The dollar was up almost a cent and a half, and the Dow Jones slipped over 800 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.